From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network, Dr. Pei-Shen Guo from the NIH Nanomedicine Development Center at the University of Cincinnati is interviewed by Gen's editor-in-chief John Sterling about the development of an artificial pore which can transmit nanoscale material through a membrane.
Dr. Pei-Shen Guo is the director of the NIH Nanomedicine Development Center at the University of Cincinnati and a professor of biomedical engineering. His research focuses on nanobiotechnology, and specifically RNA nanotechnology. Dr. Guo, you and your team recently used an RNA-powered nanomotor to carry out an experiment. What was the purpose of your study?
The purpose of our study is to incorporate the nanomotor, or the phytonetic impaction motor, into the membrane of a lysosome or cell. This is one of the main goals of our NIH Nanomedicine Development Center, and which is funded by NIH, and the center was directed by me.
How did you create the RNA nanomotor?
When I was a graduate student many years ago, I discovered that the bacteria-based phytonetic package motor uses RNA molecules to yield the motor. At the time, we published a paper in Science. After learning the structure and function of this viral impaction motor, we construct the nanomotor using re-engineered proteins and use a chemically synthesized RNA. So this technology is called biomimetics.
Would you provide some specific details on how you actually used the nanomotor in your experiment, and what were the results that you observed when the experiment was over?
We modify the genes that code for the core of the phytonetic and packaging motor that in order to change the amino acid sequence of its protein. After modifying the protein, we express it in bacteria and purify the modified motor called connector. We mix the connector with the lipids to generate a liposome, committal complex. And then we use the liposome connector complex to fuse the liposome to the sheet of a lipid bilayer membrane. We measure the conductance of the channel by applying two electrodes. And we found that all of the channels demonstrated identical conductance, beautiful conductance curve when we found them. When we added the DNA into one of the two chambers of the system, we observed that DNA passed through the channels one by one into the second chamber, and in passing, blocked the conductance. The blockage were also equal for each of the channels, generating a clean, homogeneous, and uniform signal represent DNA translocation.
How does your single pore system differ from other systems, and why is this important?
Previously, cell ion channels have been extensively studied, but they are too small, with a diameter of only about 1.2 nanometer, and only single-stranded DNA can pass. It cannot pass double-stranded DNA. Our channel is larger, approximately 3 nanometer in diameter at the narrow end, and about 6 nanometer at the wider end. Therefore, this channel can pass double-stranded DNA. Because the channel is larger, it has extensive potential. Additionally, it can be modified for specific applications and can be used to hold other modules of other nanomachines.
Let's talk about some of the potential applications of the engineered biopore channel. What are some of those applications?
In the future, we can use this channel because it can pass small molecules, giving a different signal for different molecules at different concentrations. We can therefore use this for single molecule and low concentration sensing. This method would be very, very sensitive for the detection of pathogens in the body and chemicals or toxins in the environment. It can also be used as a bioreactor with a channel to serve as the gate of the bioreactor. The channel can also be used for drug loading, and in this case, double-stranded DNA loading. And double-stranded DNA can be loaded into the liposome for delivery to cells in the body.
What are some of the broader applications of the method by which you are able to move DNA through the membrane?
For the long term, in the next step, we want to do double-stranded DNA sequencing. NIH has made a huge investment to investigate the nanopore for the sequencing of the human genome. Because double-stranded DNA can pass through our channel, it has the potential to be used in human genome sequencing.
Would you describe stochastic sensing and talk about how it can be used in nanopore work?
Because the pore is so small, small molecules passing through the channel will block it, hence blocking a certain percent of the current and blocking the conductance of the channel. Different molecules would yield different current signatures as they pass through the channel, because they would be giving a different pattern of blocking over time.
What experiments do you and the rest of your team plan to carry out to move this research forward?
The future work will include a re-engineering of the connector in order to change the channel size to match the different requirements of various research applications. We will also investigate the channel modification so that the channel can discriminate or mantic from nucleotides in order to do the sequencing of double-stranded DNA.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com and give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast, or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghaus, saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.